when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. We had one heck of a fine first hour with Dr. Hill. No one fills an hour like Dr. Hill. He does really great. And as promised, listen, we have, this has been the one, we've never had a more emotional broadcast than we've had the last couple weeks because of June is United States Ship Liberty Month. And we do the best we can. This will be the third week of USS Liberty a month. And we have some precious people coming on. You know, y'all know Bob Scarborough. He's been on the last 2 weeks, but he can't make it because he's in such pain. But Ron Kukol, out of the graciousness of his heart, we called him at the last minute. Ron Kukol he's also a veteran of the United States Ship Liberty. He's going to be coming on. If memory serves, he was the chaplain for USS Liberty. We also have Joe Benkert. He's going to be coming on a little bit. His health isn't that great. And we have the very first wife. We've been wanting wives to come on and talk for years. We'll have Miss Sharon Benkert. She's going to be coming on telling her story. And also we have Larry Bowen, who's been the president of the USS Liberty Association. Well, he had to have a hip transplant. I think he said in December or January. So he had to relinquish his command during that hip transplant. But we have those. Just in summary, here's what we got. We got Larry Bowen, Joe Benkert of USS Liberty. And we also have Ron Kukol of USS Liberty. And we have Sharon Benkert, wife of Joe Benkert, owned as USS Liberty. That's who we're doing. That's what we're doing. And listen, we're going to start honoring what we're going to do. So just to make sure we don't run out of time, we might even do it twice, like me and Larry Bowen talked about. We're going to play taps, people, if you will. You can bow your head when we do this. But we're going to honor these dead service people, dead sailors and Marines. It's just so damn emotional, people. So if you will, hold on. I'm just trying the best I can to hold my emotions. So people, get ready. What we're going to do, I'll tell you what, before we do that, before we play taps, I want to introduce these precious, precious people. Since Ron Kukol, since he was so gracious to come on at a minute's notice, we'll bring him in first. How are you doing, Brother Ron?
Doing pretty good, considering I'll be 84 in October, but things are going quite well. I always give my the reason I'm here and the reason I'm standing here or sitting here talking to you right now is because of the power of God. The last reunion was just yesterday and the day before that. We were able to spread the power of the word of God. I was able to do that several times during the reunion. So, yes, it's been really, really great.
Well, would you like to take us, when y'all go, would you like to take us out in prayer, Chaplain?
I certainly would.
Okay, so please don't let me forget that, and we also have a Marine on here, former Marine. He doesn't like to say former Marine, but God bless him. He was up close and personal in Vietnam. He's my precious brother, my precious co-host. We're in this together, and we always call him the Bitter Ender because he's such a hardcore guy. Gene Andrews, say hello to him, Gene.
Hello, gentlemen. It's an honor to be on the program with you. And to honor the Navy personnel that went through the hell that y'all had to go through on board the USS Liberty. And that's an honor for me and a very humbling experience just to be on the radio program with you. And my thoughts and prayers are with y'all. And my best wishes to you and every kind of honor you deserve for what you went through and the way the Navy and our government turned their back on you. And I'm so apologetic for what happened to you. But you are heroes to me and to so many of our listeners. And thank you all very much for being on the program this afternoon.
Well, they showed their guts to come out after being threatened by their government. Brother Larry Bowen, Just say hello, Larry, to our audience before we start doing the thing that we plan. Go ahead, Larry, Brother Larry.
Hello, Eddie, and the audience of Blood River Radio. My name is Larry Bowen, and I was a CP, communications technician radio man, back on June 8th, 1967. And as we mentioned last week, 34 of our crew members were killed that day, and 174 of us were wounded. And our government did nothing to come to our aid. It's a disgrace, just a disgrace.
Amen to that. You got that right. And before we do the plan, we have a really emotional plan for you folks, and to honor our service members who pay the ultimate price. We have Mr. Joe Benkert and Miss Sharon Benkert. Are they available there, Lizzie?
Pardon me.
Miss Sharon, since you're the lady, I'd like to let you open up and address the audience quickly before we're going to me and Larry, we're going to read the names of the sailors in just a second. So how are you doing tonight, Mrs. Benkert?
I'm doing better today. I was in the emergency room today with very high blood pressure. And they took it down for me, and I'm very groggy.
I'm so glad I talked to you yesterday, and I'm so glad you went to the ER. I told you, do not play around with that blood pressure. That was a very high blood pressure you gave.
No.
And I'm so glad you went. And they probably got you on clonidine, which is notorious for making people drowsy. But also, how about your precious husband, Joe? Is he there?
Yes, he is. And he can't hear very well, so we're kind of sharing the phone. You want to talk to him first?
Would like you. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, brother. I'm doing great, brother.
No,
I've met you 2 years ago in Pensacola, Florida, when the veterans, USS Liberty Veterans Association, had the meeting down there. God bless me that I was able to come down there, and I met you. But it's such an honor to have you on. And here's what we're going to do. Shortly, we're going to start playing Taps. The man who plays Taps at the Arlington National Cemetery, he's coming on. He's going to play Taps, and we're going to read the names of the killed in action veterans that were on the USS Liberty. And then after we do that, we're going to go to y'all. And what I'm going to do, since now the computer's crappy, if it's okay with Larry, I'm going to start reading them first after we play Taps. And then I'm going to read down to James Lupton, the print smallest reason. I thought I could go first because I'll have to pull up another page. So I'm hoping that Larry has a better situation than I do. So anyway, Larry, what we'll do, just in summary, we're going to start playing Taps. We're going to honor our dead servicemen, our dead heroes who were killed in action on the USS Liberty June the 8th of 1967. We'll play the Taps, we'll read their names, and we'll start interviewing you people. And my brother, Gene Andrews, he'll do the heavy lifting for the interviewing. I'm just going to bow out because he's a Marine. And I know you sailors and Marines, you know, y'all are a brotherhood. So I'm an old Army guy. So that's what we're going to do. And I thank God y'all are here. So anyway, Lizzie, when you get ready, go ahead, dear. William Allenbaugh, Philip Armstrong, Gary Blanchard, Alan Blue, Francis Brown, Ronnie Campbell, Jerry Converse, Robert Eisenberg, Jerry Goss, Curtis Graves, Lawrence Hayden, William Hersey, Alan Higgins, Carl Hoare, Richard Keene Jr., James Linnell, Raymond Lynn, James Lupton. Go ahead, Larry.
Dwayne McGrath, David Marlborough, Anthony Mendel, Carl Nygren, James Pierce, Jack Raper, Edward Raymar, David Skolak, Melvin Smith, John Smith Jr., John Spicer, Alexander Thompson, Thomas Thornton, Felipe Tedecki, Stephen Taw, Frederick Walton. Rest in peace.
God bless you, Larry. People, I hope you say some prayer for those people and their family and give them the proper salute. People, that's probably the most emotional part that we've ever done here. So now, people, I'm going to pretty much turn this reins over to our dear brother, Gene Andrews. He's a Marine. He's been up close and personal in Vietnam. So he's going to kind of pretty much deal with it. Go ahead, Gene. Take it away, brother.
No, that Eddie, you're absolutely right. That is a very emotional part of the program there, and there's nothing I could say to add anything to that. The names and taps and lost shipmates, lost service personnel. Yeah, everyone that's been in a combat situation and comes out of it lives with a guilt complex the rest of their life. And, you know, why am I here? And, you know, other Marines were killed. You know, I stepped to the right and they stepped to the left. And that's the only reason I'm here. I would like to turn it back over to our
we got to go to a quick break, Gene.
This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
She's a good girl, she's a good girl,
Dear Blood River Radio family, this is one hell of an emotional broadcast. We have the Ron Kukol. He was the chaplain of the United States Ship Liberty. And he's going to come on and he's going to start. Here's where we start the interview. We just got through with TAPS and honoring our killed in action veterans of the Liberty that were slaughtered on the high seas, international waters by Israel, our only ally in the Mideast, June the 8th of 1967. Brother Ron Kukol, God bless you, brother. And I don't want to forget, I want you to take us out in prayer at the end of the program. So go ahead, Brother Ron Kukol. Take off anywhere you want to, brother.
I guess I can start by talking a little bit about the reunion we just had. It was a great reunion. It was a wonderful reunion. About the best one I've went to. It was very relaxing. My wife, Connie, got to go along and got to meet a lot of different people. We're still together. We're not as huge as we used to be, that's for sure. The numbers are kind of getting smaller. But the information that we've spread over the years, of the last 56 years, I think it's spread immensely, much more than it ever has in the past. So I would just like the people out there on the radio and Radio Land to actually know that we are still together. We're not as big, as I said, but I believe that Mo Schaefer said last night that we have over 800 members that are in the association, and so we're far from being gone for anybody that thinks that we are.
Well, that's great news.
That's good.
You know, I would love to come out there, but you know, it was a bridge too far for me because we were blessed to go to one 2 years ago. So, so overall, you think the get together went well then, according to what you're saying, went okay. It's I know we have a few brothers, for instance.
It not only went well, but one of our shipmates, Phil Turney, has been in a project which is one of the greatest memorials I think that you will ever see for the USS Liberty. It's fantastic. So good, I don't think I could even describe it myself. It's etched in a stone of marble. And it's all handcrafted. Every bit of it is handcrafted, except the printing of the names on the memorial. The biggest thing about this is the reunion lasted Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. And during that reunion, we were able to raise the money needed to finish that memorial. And believe me, the people that had started this thing thought what they were going to have to just quit or finish it upon themselves and just do it. I guess pro bono, so I'd like to speak about it that way. But they've been very good about it. But anyway, we were able to raise the money, $25,000, within a very short period of time while we were there. So the reunion not only proves that we're going forward, it also proves that no matter what, because God has kept us alive all these years, and we're going to still be here. There's just no other way that this can ever come about. And I'd just like the people to know some of the stuff that happened just in this last pretty small reunion. I don't think we had any more than 45 or 50 people there, if I'm thinking right. So, yes, everything is very good, Eddie, or Gene.
Well, Ron, is there any way anybody could donate? Excuse me, is there any way that listeners to this program can donate to that cause, or donate to USS Liberty?
I have a GoFundMe site. Yeah, I have a GoFundMe site, and it's got my name on it, Ron Kukol, Make America Great Again. You can get it all you got to do is just go to your search engine, and it'll go right straight to it.
Okay.
If you don't care to donate there, we do have a donation page on our own website, which is ussliberty.org. You'll find a donation page there, too, with the proper address.
That's great. Listen, that's fantastic. Gene, I'm going to turn this over to you. Gene, who we have left, of course, you wrote the numbers down. We got Larry Bowen, Joe Benkert, and his wife, Sharon. And we also have, I think, I'm getting confused. Was that Ron? Was that your wife that's on standby, or was that Larry's wife?
That was my wife.
That was Ron.
Yep. Right, right. We'll get the ladies, the precious wives on as soon as the veterans, when they finish with their opening salvo. So go ahead, Gene. Take it away, brother.
No, I would like to hear, really would like to hear from the wives, because they were kept in the dark for so many days and months and actually years after what happened and the way the government treated the crew members on board the Liberty and threatening them. And then when they got back to Norfolk, they just scattered them to duty stations all over the world. So I would really like to hear, this is the first time I've heard, I would have heard what the wives were going through trying to find out what in the world happened to their husbands that were shipmates on board the Liberty. So I'll turn it over to y'all.
All right. I'm Sharon Benkert. I'm here.
Well, please, ma'am, if you could, you know, tell us how they kept information away from y'all and what you were trying to do to find out what happened when the ship was coming back to, I think I remembered that Norfolk was the home port, and find out hear your side of the story, what happened. Please, ma'am.
Well, we were not married at that time. We did not marry until 73. And it was after the event. I can tell you we've been married 50 years the end of this month. And I can tell you what I've been through. Thank you.
Go right ahead, please. Please.
When we first met, Joe, Chief Benkert, told me that he was aboard the USS Liberty. I was in the Navy myself, and I had heard about the Liberty. Did not know any details whatsoever. When we got married in June, October, he was having problems turning a different age, having just meltdowns. Come the following June, everybody that he worked for at Sugar Grove, West Virginia, wanted to know what was going on with him. He wouldn't open up to anybody. He wouldn't talk to anybody. He was foul and taking his aggression out on everybody he knew. And we then, in 76, transferred to Hawaii. He just was not happy in life. I tried to get him into a psychiatrist. He wouldn't go, said that they don't understand. He fought this every year on the anniversary. Hateful, mean, taking his revenge on everybody. We then transferred to Alaska, and Alaska did not want to hear that he was aboard the USS Liberty. It was like, we don't want to hear it at all. So the government would not pay for any psychiatrists out there. Due to they didn't want to hear about it. They didn't want to deal with it. Again, he just fought the battle himself. And I was right there. I had no idea what was going on, what had happened. And he just said that he would be court-martialed. In the meantime,
let me interrupt just a second. Y'all were still in the Navy at this time. Is that correct?
He was. I got out in 75.
Okay. All right. So he was still in. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to clarify that for our listeners. Please continue.
And he was.
We got to go to a quick break, Miss Benkert. I hear the music. We have to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, Miss Benkert, as soon as we come back from this break. Hold on, people. This is a Spellbinding interview. Be right back.
Listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden addressed the largest pride celebration ever held at the White House today.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
He commended the LGBTQ community for their bravery and their inspiring impact on the world. Biden reaffirmed his administration's dedication to ensuring the safety of all individuals and reiterated his support for banning assault weapons. Survivors of the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando were among the attendees. Former President Trump is calling his criminal indictment a travesty of justice. Speaking at the state GOP convention in Georgia, Trump told supporters it will go down as among the most horrific abuses in the history of our country. Trump called the charges ridiculous and baseless. He went on to describe it as vicious persecution by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Justice. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. His 16 bombings resulted in 3 deaths and a number of injuries before he was arrested in 1996. Ukrainian officials say they have evidence Russia blew up a dam that caused an environmental catastrophe this week. Investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russian agents who were talking about plans to blow up the dam. 4 children who went missing last month after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle have been found alive. The indigenous children were the only survivors of the plane crash on May 1st. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood Group Radio audience, we're going to go right back to the, this has been Kurt a second, but Gene has asked me to explain. He was worried that he thought people might thought he was cutting off Miss Sharon Benkert, but see, what he was trying to point, the great poignant point he was trying to make was Benkert was still in the Navy at the time, as was Bob Scarborough and some of the other guys. And what they did, they shit them over different, this post, that post, this post. Nobody really wanted them. They were trying to squelch the message of what happened to the Liberty getting out there. So that's the point that Gene was trying to make. You know, that's what your great country, your government has done to these wonderful people. So go ahead and continue on, Ms. Sharon. And then Gene, you can take it.
All right. I kind of had everything out of order. Joe started feeding information to Jim Innes while we were in Hawaii, and his commander, Cavallucci, found out about it and stopped him from making E-8. We then transferred to Alaska, and Jim Innes then promoted his book, and he was at the Anchorage, at the base where we were stationed. Joe got out of the Navy as E-7 and did not want counseling. He fought his battle over and over and over again. He became a paramedic in West Virginia He argued with everybody. He was just irritable. Absolutely, it was ruining friendships, marriages. I can't describe what I went through. I could not help him in any way, shape, or form. He would not get counseling. He didn't want counseling. He said I could handle this on my own. And the whole county knew, in Pendleton County, West Virginia, knew what he was going through, but he didn't want any help. The psychiatrist there was the vet psychiatrist, and she tried to help him, and he absolutely refused. And we all knew he had PTSD. He would not go and get recognized. Therefore, he wasn't getting any disability money for that at all. I finally, out of desperation, said we are going to move to Florida. We had like a little place down here, and I'm lock, stock, and barrel moved down in 2009 to give him a new start. He was a medic for 12 years at Camp Shenandoah. He was being fired from every job he had after the Navy due to this anger that he was carrying around in his soul. I mean, he went from job to job. Even Disney, he was fired. He became very irritable when, right before COVID, maybe 2 years before COVID, that he just could not handle his anger. I tried from one psychiatrist to the other. He has had 21 psychiatrists. He won't listen to anybody. He tried to commit suicide 5 years ago, and he survived. And Ron Kukul tried to help him put God in his heart and move on. And it's just, nothing has worked. He put me in the hospital a few years ago with high blood pressure, and the doctor said to him, if you do not lay off of her, you're going to kill her. He thought it was a joke. And he thought it was a joke until today, when I ended up in the ER again with very high blood pressure. The day when I went in this morning, it was 168 over 123. And they
higher
dropped
than that
my
yesterday.
Blood pressure. Yep.
I was just going to say.
They dropped it down.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, man. Yesterday when I talked to you, it was even higher than that.
Yes, to 138 over 95 and put me on a blood pressure pill with anxiety starting tonight. And I think he realizes what I'm going through. It's the tantrums, the outbursts, the throwing things, the kicking, the screaming, they're wanting to run away. And he's running from his demon. The Liberty Association honored him with his Purple Heart last year. And that kind of seemed to tame him down somewhat. He has good days and bad days. With the dementia, we did not go to the reunion this year. He has forgotten a lot of faces, and we're going to Michigan for our 50th wedding anniversary party, and we're going on a windjammer again in August, and for our 50th wedding anniversary gift to each other, we are going on a 38-day cruise out of Seattle, going to Alaska, Japan, Indonesia, Philippines, and Australia.
Wow, that's
so
a cruise.
I have to get better so I can go. But this man has been through hell and back. Also battling bladder cancer. He had about every 3 months he gets it. They clear it up. It doesn't come back. In last November, he had an invasive bladder cancer, and they had to start chemo. So he had 6 weeks of chemo and got through it. God has a purpose for all of you guys.
Yes, that's I'm glad that that's a very, very sad story, but our people out there need to know that. They need to know what the veterans, what the veterans' family have been through. That goes without saying, but I think the point is what's with this government, the United States government, in league with the Israeli government has done to our service people. And I'm gonna shut up after I say this. That's why it makes me laugh every year when they have, you know, they love the veterans so much. We have Veterans Day once a year. The rest of the year, the veterans can just go to hell. They can eat garbage and die. But I really appreciate
it. Wasn't,
go ahead.
It wasn't until we went to the Pensacola reunion and Matt so had the Sacrificing Liberty. That was the missing piece of this puzzle for me. I finally knew what they all went through, what Joe went through. And he has suffered his entire life. He is now 82, will be 83 in October. And I don't think there's a day that goes by that he's not suffering from the aftermath of what happened. He's lost all of his friends. Our neighbors, they complain with his outburst, his foul language, his throwing things out on the street. He's hard to handle. And it is taking its toll on my health. But he's fine when we cruise. See, he's kept busy and he enjoys it.
Well, ma'am, let me think that you are a saint for what you've gone through and for taking care of your husband. And when your time comes, as I assume it would be for all of these people that have gone through what they did on the Liberty, and yourself included, and the spouses and the family of the crew members on the Liberty, I think there's a special place in heaven for y'all and for what you've done. And I've never heard from any of the family members before, but that, if that doesn't choke you up, nothing else will. And you are to be commended.
Well, we've been married nearly 50 years, and it has affected his jobs. He would flip from one job to the other and get fired. He was an Eagle Scout, same as our son and grandson, and we had an opportunity to work at camp in Stanton, and after 12 years, he took himself off Prozac, and he couldn't handle himself.
Ms. Sharon, we have to go to another quick break.
We have a break coming up just for a second here, and then we'll come back to you.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
is attorney Jason Rupp, general counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, would not believe what's been going on here. We're in a real bad power storm, and a power storm, and it's completely power. My power got completely knocked out. My computer was out, so I'm on the phone right now. What we're doing, we have, just in case you're just tuning in, we have the United States Ship Liberty Veteran Zone. And we've been talking to Miss Sharon Benkert. She is the wife of Joe Benkert. He was an E-7 when he got in the Navy. We're getting ready to bring up Ron Krukal's wife. She's also the wife of a veteran. We're going to bring her up. And right now, since I'm going to try to reboot our computer, get it going, and we're going to turn. So, Gene, if you will, take over for me, brother, pretty much. So I see if I can get this computer going.
Oh, no. I'm going to turn the program over to Ms. Krukal and let her explain what their family went through. And Sharon Benkert has been talking during the last segment of our program, and it is just horrible what they had to go through. And we hope that things had been better for the Krukal family. But Ms. Krukal, if you could come on and kind of explain what you went through the years after the attack on the Liberty, please, ma'am.
My name is Connie, and Ron and I have been married almost 32. It'll be 32 years in October. So I'm not his first wife. I'm his third wife. So this is how much stuff he's gone through. His first wife was Carol, and she was a school teacher. And so when Ron came home from the attack, she went through a lot of the side effects of the PTSD with the nightmares and the horrible side effects of that. I've never spoken with her, but Ron's told me a lot about what happened. And their marriage just kind of fell apart mostly because of what happened. With the Liberty and his nightmares and PTSD. So moving forward a few years, he got married to his second wife, and they had four children together. And when Jim Ennis's book came out, his second wife, Linda, she did not want to have anything to do with it. She was totally against it. She didn't understand what was really going on and didn't want to really participate with anything doing with the Liberty. And basically that's kind of what tore apart their family. And so when Ron and I met, he was single. We'd both been single for a while, and we got together and we put his four kids and my two kids together, and it was pretty difficult. But now that the kids are older, Ron's kids still do not want to, they've never really listened to his side of the story about the USS Liberty. He has, at the moment, one son that talks to him. The other three really don't have anything to do with him. They don't want to listen to his story about what happened to him. My two children, They support everything that he's done. They understand what he's gone through and that it wasn't his fault, that what our government did to him was a horrible thing. And my kids, my grandkids, they all support him. He has good times, he has bad times, but we both suffer from PTSD, so as long as we don't have a bad day, two bad days at the same time, we're doing okay. But I have to give Ron a lot of credit for supporting his family and my family, and his kids believe, some of his kids believe that he's never paid any child support at all, but he's taking care of his family. He's done a very good job.
Incidentally,
Johnny,
I'm back
thank you
now,
so
y'all.
Much. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I think that's what our radio audience needed to hear, that not only were there horrible effects on the survivors of this attack on the USS Liberty, but it was expanded to drag in their family members. And as you said, not only the spouses, but the children as well that were affected by this. And that is such a horrible, horrible situation that our government imposed on these families, not just the sailors or the Marines that survived, but the families and what they were forced to go through that was, well, first of all, it was no fault of the men on board the Liberty. That was done to them by our government.
Absolutely.
And the Israelis. But then the second thing that was horrible was how it was forced on the family members that weren't even on board ship and what they had to go through. And like you were talking about, you know, good days and bad days, and what Sharon had been telling us about Joe and the trauma that he went through and put her through and almost killed her with high blood pressure and going to the ER and things like that. And that's, you know, you don't even think about that. You think about veterans and what they have gone through in a combat zone or in a situation like this out on the high seas. But most of us don't even think about what it's done to the families. And so I appreciate so much you and Sharon telling us and telling our listening audience how it affected not only the crew members, but their families and their children as well. So thank you, so much, ma'am, for coming on and explaining that to us. And I'll turn it back over to you if there's anything else that you'd like to say. I think we have just a few more minutes for the last segment here. And I would like y'all and Sharon, too, if any of them would like to come on and whatever y'all want to add to the end of the segment here, please.
I would like to say one more thing, if I could. I know that the day that those men were attacked, God saved that ship. And I believe, like Sharon, that God has a plan for each one of these men. He kept them alive for a reason. And I really pray that the United States will uncover this someday so people will know the truth. And not only did God save that ship and those men, but he's saved our lives personally. He's come into our hearts and saved our lives. And that's what kept us, our marriage together all these years, because if God wasn't in our marriage, we would have, it would have fell apart. Putting two families together is not easy. So I thank God for him being in our lives and keeping us going. And I pray for these other families that God will keep them going also.
Thank you, Connie.
Well, yes. And thanks so much to both of y'all. And I think all of us need extreme help in our life. You know, I've never gone through anything like that, of course, but there are so many times where you can look back in your life and say that God saved my life here or did this for me or did that, whatever it was. It was his wisdom and his willpower that brought us through a lot of situations, especially when you're in the military and in a combat zone. And I went through absolutely nothing compared to what y'all went through to have your own government turn against you like that. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it.
You're very
Eddie,
welcome.
Is there anything else that you would like to add, Eddie?
I'll tell you what. I was just telling James, our power was knocked out. There was a tornado I got out there where James Gene knows who James is. He's one of our brothers, and he has a political cesspool. He may try to use our lines when program's over. When our program's over, but our power was totally knocked out. I was having to communicate on the phone. It just seems like this weird thing's happening. But I would like to also say thank you, ladies, from the bottom of my heart. I've been trying for several years to get a wife of some of the crew members, some of the survivors on. This is the first time we've been able to do it. And I just can't thank you enough for the listening audience and for the American citizens out there who have no clue of what's going on. And I'll just close with this. You can ask. I've talked to many sailors that have been in 10, 20, 15, 20, 30 years, and you'd be surprised how many sailors have been in for years, have never even heard of the United States Ship Liberty. That's how much this government, how proficient their brainwashing plan is, and their powers of suppressing the media. That's how they work. We're trying, with our little meager resources, like Blood River, we're trying to help reverse that. It's very emotional, but I thank you, ladies, so much for coming on. Gene, I guess when we come back from this race break, if my power didn't go out again, I know James is out. He's going to try to use our stuff when we come back. But we can just, I guess, go. You take us out, Gene, and we'll come to the break. We'll go to the sailors. We can go to, I guess, bring Larry on or Joe. I guess yeah. We should bring Joe on next. I tell you what, Gene, it's up to you. We'll bring Joe on. We've got about 3 minutes before we about 2 minutes before we go to the break for the second, third hour.
Joe just went to the bathroom.
Okay. I tell you what, dude, we'll bring Joe on the third hour. We're going to a break in just in about another minute and a half. And when we come back the second hour, we get Joe on, then bring Larry or Ron. Well, Ron's been on. Yeah, we bring Joe, then Larry on, and then back to Ron. That's what we'll do. And I just cannot. It's been a godsend having the ladies on. Jeannie, we've been trying to get the wives on for years. And this is the first time we've been able to land one.
Well, I did an interview there in Pensacola.
Can I interject something here, Gene?
Fire away.
Can I
yes, sir.
Something really quick here?
Please, yeah, please, it's pretty please important. Do. Please do.
Just 2 weeks ago, I can't remember the date, at Liberty Fellowship out of Kalispell, Montana. It's libertyfellowshipmt.com. They did a complete program. Although some people didn't think we needed to do it, they did do a complete program thanking these women that have had to live around us for all these years. And I actually apologize myself to all these women that have had to put up with the things they've had to put up with. And saying at the same time that we were following orders, we didn't have a choice. And back then, you didn't have a choice. You better follow that order or else. It's just that simple. And Liberty Fellowship out of Kalispell, Montana, sticks up for us on a regular basis. They can, if they tune into them, they live stream around the world every Sunday at 14:30 or 2:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I suggest that you listen to Pastor Chuck Baldwin and find out what's really going on within the Bible. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I know you can hear the music, the break. Some of y'all, we've got to go to a break. We're transitioning to the third hour, folks. Hang on to your folks, your seats, Blood River Radio family. Me and Gene are trying to run the show best we can. We're in the middle of a damn tornado. Be right back, folks.